1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Asa Hutchinson, who dropped out of the GOP primary race after the Iowa caucuses, announced in a social media post today he's endorsing Nikki Haley. It comes 3 days ahead of the New Hampshire primary and a day after South Carolina's Tim Scott endorsed Donald Trump over Haley. Nikki Haley stepping up her criticism of rivals, talking with voters in Keene today, asking them to get out the vote.
Don't complain about what happens in a general election if you don't play in this primary, because it matters.
Israeli forces killed 5 Iranian military members today in Syria's capital, and strikes in southern Lebanon killed 2 Hezbollah leaders inside a car. In Israel, demonstrations taking place outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house and also in Tel Aviv. Protests over the hostages held by Hamas and the security efforts that started the Israel-Hamas war. Bitter cold keeping its grip on states and another round of snowstorms stretching on both coasts. This is ABC News. Israeli forces targeted 5 members of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards in Damascus today with airstrikes, and the IDF says it also killed 2 Hezbollah leaders in a car in southern Lebanon. Actor and producer Alec Baldwin once again facing charges in the shooting death on a movie set of Rust. A grand jury indicted Baldwin Friday of involuntary manslaughter. That after special prosecutors earlier dropped all charges in the case.
A New Mexico grand jury indicting actor Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge a second time in the 2021 accidental shooting death of Rust cinematographer Halina Hutchins. Prosecutors said facts surfaced from a firearms report last August revealed the revolver in the shooting was found to function properly and the trigger had to be pulled for the weapon to fire. 2 months later, it led them to believe that Baldwin has criminal culpability in Hutchins' death.
ABC's Zorin Shaw. Attorneys for Baldwin say they're looking forward to their day in court. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels, and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's new grant money to encourage schools and farmers in Wisconsin to develop farm-to-table collaborations. Mike Mohn reports.
Starting February 1st, Wisconsin will be one of 4 states in the Great Lakes region to accept grant applications from community partners developing plans for getting more locally grown foods into school cafeterias. The funding comes from the USDA, and the Lake Michigan School Food System Innovation Hub is facilitating the effort. Dahi Wolf of the statewide group Kids Forward says the primary mission is simple.
We want local, healthy school food that kids love to eat.
Kids Forward is a member of the Innovation Hub and is helping leading Wisconsin's rollout of the grant initiative. Wolf says having healthier options might enhance student outcomes while also getting more culturally appropriate options in diverse school districts. He says a key challenge is that the National School Lunch Program is restrictive in providing reimbursements for the types of food that are served. Wolf points to efforts in Stevens Point to serve Hmong cuisine to high school students. That's led to discussions to seek more federal exceptions. Meanwhile, he says enhancing the farm-to-school pipeline could be a big plus in a state like Wisconsin.
We're not like Iowa that's mostly a commodity state with corn. I mean, we have local growers, and so we have all this opportunity to connect local communities to the producers.
He says this benefits local economies. Wolf says Wisconsin will prioritize gathering feedback from students so they're clear about the food they want to eat. The grants range from $10,000 to $250,000. The overall program is designed to last for 5 years. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 10 below, wind chills to near 20 below with a wind chill advisory. More clouds than sun for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s and staying breezy. An even warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, around 30 to the low 30s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom and Crute on the road again. Dom, I'm calling this one the Love Means Never Have to Say You're Sorry Iowa Caucus Edition. Welcome to Dubuque, Iowa.
Pretty great to be with you. Thank you, man. Nate, working the board, our fair audience. We are in Dubuque, Iowa, hanging out the Shot Tower in downtown Dubuque. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. I forget how lovely this town and very reminiscent of our time in La Crosse.
Yeah, River City. They've got the port here. A casino.
We're not staying there, right?
We are not staying at the casino. But, Dom, we are at the Shot Tower Inn serving this town for between 56 and 57 years. Now, the sign says 56 years, but the fine proprietor, Tanya, says it might be 57. But can you blame the people? It's supposed to be 30 to 40 below if they haven't updated the kiosk. I can't blame them.
Meatloaf Monday is back. Crudy, I'm looking forward to seeing you eat your meatloaf today.
I didn't know it was such a hot commodity.
It was.
This is the hottest commodity in Dubuque, Iowa. On a Monday, we showed up, 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the afternoon? Not even 1:30 yet. And I put in a request for the meatloaf. Not for now.
But for later.
But said, hey, the sign out front, it brought me in. It wasn't the Iowa caucuses. It was the Monday meatloaf. I'm here for the meatloaf. Buy the meatloaf. And Tanya said, we might be sold out of meatloaf.
Already?
At like 1:30, the lunch meatloaf crowd, the rush came for the meatloaf, Tom. So when we came back later and we're prepared here at the Shot Tower Inn to do perhaps the greatest radio program ever, but I was told the meatloaf, the portion that would be set aside for me, a limited portion. Not the full meatloaf portion. The generous portion.
That gives you an opportunity to get something else to eat.
That they've been serving for 56 to 57 years here at the Shot Tower in Dubuque, Iowa. Used to be a Shakey's. The old-timers know that. Yeah.
High expectations, Crudy.
So thank you very much to the fine staff here, and we're looking forward to meeting the bartender, Ben, after 5. Tanya, she is the manager.
Right.
Family business here in Dubuque, Iowa. And, Dom, when we go on the road, we go out to have a good time and meet some people, and we've been meeting some fine people here in Dubuque. This is a fine town, and the occasion, of course, the Iowa caucuses, Dom. The whole world's watching Iowa. The first in the nation presidential choice. Are the Democrats caucusing tonight, Tom?
No.
No, they are not.
No. I'm not clear there's going to be too many Republicans caucusing tonight.
Now, on the average caucus night, my understanding is about 1 in 4 caucus. But did we mention it's cold as hell here in Iowa?
It's terrible.
It's damn cold. Now, not terribly. Terribly cold for us. I mean, we've been outside for a good 5 minutes collectively all day long.
Time, right? Like, take a few shots here and there. Got to walk in and out of buildings. But it's not a wind blowing. The sun was out. It's a nice, brisk day here in Dubuque.
It is. I want to point out, I didn't feel welcomed to cover some of the presidential campaigns here of late. You know, the Trump team, and have I mentioned they denied me twice successively? I'm trying to go see the man run for president again. Bring back the relevance to you, our fair audience. And twice, not once, but twice tonight in a row. I thought, small venue? No, he won't let me go to a Ben Carson event either.
You can't get into a Ben Carson party, man. You are blackballed.
If Stabby McStaverson won't let me in, then I got to think it's me.
It's not me, it's you.
Have somehow become less than a loved commodity by the former president of the United States. But, Dom, I feel completely reassured. Overnight, everything changed for me.
Why is that?
I got an email from the former president. It addresses me specifically. Look, Michael Crute.
Oh, Mike, nice.
First and last name. And the subject line of this email, Dom, I'll never stop loving you.
Yeah, right.
And, Dom, it's from Trump. Make America Great Again, 2024. This is President Trump. And then a picture. And he's pointing, you know, sort of Uncle Sam
style.
Uncle Sam style.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll never stop loving you. So there he is, Dom. And I somehow feel reassured that he loved me all the time.
It's all better. Just a misunderstanding, communications, you know. But now you're back together.
Well, the theme is love today, Dom.
In more than one way.
And, well, of course, Jordan Love.
We'll talk about the Packers later.
I love me some Packers. But, Dom, let's talk about love, meaning never having to say you're sorry.
Yeah.
So I got to think, I'm not the only Trump supportive or just rando that got this email from the former president overnight. What do you tell me? Although I got to feel like this was a special message for me.
I'm sure it is to you and everyone who receives it.
Stop loving you. So I feel very loved. I feel embraced by the former president. And, of course, he is candidate Donald Trump, and he's trying to win Iowa tonight, Dom. And the last credible poll out of Iowa, credible poll out of Iowa, the Des Moines Register poll, the final one, says he's about to kick Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley's ass here in Iowa. That seemingly is the sentiment on the ground. And some have questioned the turnout because it's damn cold. Did we mention it's damn cold here in Iowa?
It is cold, and it's not just some questioning. Apparently, the Trump headquarters is telling Fox News that some of their Iowa supporters are staying home. Apparently, it's tough to get out. They'd love to get out to caucus for the former president, but they're saying it's just too cold.
I hear Nikki Haley's been rigging the weather.
Yeah.
So Trump sent me a little love letter, Tom, and again, I feel loved. I feel embraced. But Trump had a special message for all his followers here in this 30 to 40 below climate that they're going to caucus in tonight. And the Iowa caucuses, just so you know, and Tanya actually was explaining this as well, although it's been a while since she caucused. Excited to go caucus tonight, though, wasn't she?
Yes.
And there will be speechifying from the respective candidates or their campaigns. I can't imagine Trump's going to be in Dubuque tonight, given individual speeches. But they have, you know, caucus captains. And they go represent, they go give the script on behalf of their candidates. And then they just vote. There's no gathering in corners or trying to find viability. They don't do it as a complicated system the way the Democrats did.
Right.
You know, when the Democrats lost the right to go first in the nation in 2020. Well, so anyways, Dom, what did Trump tell his supportive? Because it's damn cold and, you know, there's a lot of illness going around, COVID and respiratory. What did Trump think people
should do? Well, just a little background. The Hill reporting, meteorologists are warning of life-threatening conditions here in Iowa for the weekend as the state prepares to caucus. Trump canceled 3 of his 4 in-person events on
I
Sunday due to the freezing cold and snow. Okay, so Trump canceled, right? He loves you, but he canceled. Wind chills projected to be as low as 40 degrees below zero in parts of the state on Monday, with temperatures also in the negative. The Hawkeye State is, of course, recovering from a blizzard that rocked the region Friday and Saturday, icing the roads.
That's as cold as Melania after she found out about Stormy.
But what did Trump say to his loved followers? Quote, "You can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you say, darling, I got to make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it. Remember."
That's the sort of loyalty I'm looking for in a voter. Yeah. A willingness to die for my candidacy.
If you die.
In the primary, in a caucus.
In a 40 below wind chills, if you die afterwards, your life has been worth it.
Understand, Trump is favored by like 40 here in the state of Iowa. So this is really about a marginal fraction of one vote in one district. Although, you know, the encouragement could encourage thousands to go out and risk life and limb.
But it's totally worth it.
Does he not need those same voters in the general?
I mean, if someone literally did go out and you know, fell down and died from exposure because, you know, they hurt themselves, no one heard them, those kinds of situations, you know, certainly happen. If that were to happen, do you think there'd be any regret? I don't think so.
Tom.
No regrets, Curdy.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't we tell you that?
And Trump's promise. He promised you, Curdy, and everyone who's on that email list, he will always, always love you.
He sent it to my personal email. You sure it's not just a me and Trump thing?
Is he stalking you, man?
He might be.
I mean,
I feel
first
a little stalked.
Denied, right? Right? Deny, and then send you this. That's like, it's, you know, it's very, very complicated. Kind of a mind game he's playing with you, Curdy.
A little hard to get, and then right. All of a sudden he loves. Oh no, baby, I love you.
Right, right.
I loved you the whole time.
Next
Curdy.
Thing, it's fire time, and your phone doesn't stop ringing. I mean, is that what we're dealing with right now?
About 7 o'clock, every voter in Iowa is going to get a text from Trump. You up?
You up? What's happening? What are you doing?
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are on the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. And I gotta thank you, Dom, for coming with. You're like in my top five choices to accompany me here to Dubuque, Iowa.
It's great to be here with you once again, Curdy. For real,
third,
man. I can't believe it's been that long.
Third presidential elective cycle that we have spent in Dubuque, Iowa. First time at the Shot Tower Inn. And the happy hour. I'm looking forward to that, Dom. But in prior caucuses, I never got a personal letter from the former president, any of the presidential candidates, really, telling me that he will always love me.
Always.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. We always love when you're a part of this big program. You can join us. We're taking you with on the road. 844-96-PARTY. It is a political party. Dubuque, Iowa, the Iowa caucuses. The reason we're here, you can be a part. Come on down. The meatloaf's fine, so I've heard.
But it's out. But the drinks, they'll be flowing. Come back with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt, and together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas
gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road in Dubuque, Iowa. But the great thing is we always take you with us. You can join on the lines. Let us know what you're thinking today. What do you think is going to happen in Iowa? 844-967-2789.
And the location, Dom, of this little Iowa caucus, pre-caucus foray, the Shot Tower in Dubuque, Iowa. Serving this fine community for somewhere between 56 and soon to be 57 years. And Monday they're known for their meatloaf. I'll find out soon, at least if Tanya was telling me the truth. And Tanya is the fine manager of this place. And I met Tanya the other day. She was kind enough. She keeps a book, Tom. Old school, you know, like a calendar book. She said, well, let me put you in the book.
Oh, you're in the
book. And then I came in today, and I was waiting for her, and I heard her talking to some client or vendor or someone on the phone. She said, well, let's get her in the book.
Let's get her in the book.
So, you know, old school. I like that.
Yeah, you owe the box, Crudy.
Let's get her in the box. So Tanya was kind enough to allow us in this, apparently, a family restaurant here in Dubuque. And Tanya said we could broadcast from here. So here we are, looking forward to a happy hour soon. But I think you should meet her, and you should hear a little bit more about this fine place, the Shot Tower in Dubuque, Iowa. I believe it's going to be cut number 4. Let's talk about the Shot Tower Inn for just a minute.
For allowing us to broadcast here, how long has this place been here?
56 years.
Wow.
Something like that. It might be 57 this year, I think. So now, I know there's a 66, but yeah.
Is your family part of this in any way, or
yes.
You just
okay. My father-in-law started the business years ago.
Oh, so. Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome.
It was originally a Shakey's.
Nice.
Yes.
And it is my understanding today is the Iowa caucuses, and that's what brings us here to Dubuque. Tanya, you told me you're going to caucus tonight.
I am.
And. How big a deal is that to Iowa's economy, to your restaurant, our restaurant's economy? How big a deal are the caucuses?
Well, it's the first decision on who's going to be the candidate for presidency, so it's kind of big, I guess. So.
Kind of a big deal.
Tanya, a very positive human being. She's in the public service industry here working in the restaurant field, right? But very happy, very positive. I liked her. And, she did offer some insights into her politics, and she had mentioned it had been a long time since she had caucused, but she's caucusing this year, Dom, and she feels inspired, and she's going to caucus for Donald Trump. Here is her explanation of why. If you would please play cut 3, please.
Republican side, they give speeches?
I think they just usually have a captain that either speaks for them or obviously. I went to one years ago and they had somebody on TV and you watched the video of the person speaking. I don't know if they don't have a representative for that caucus, they don't get to be known, I guess. I'm not really sure. It's been a long time since I've been to one.
And do you have a favorite candidate this cycle?
Probably Trump. Okay. I do like the other ones too. I like, they have a lot of good things to say, but I just feel like Trump has more support behind him. So I just kind of want to go for a win.
Now, you had mentioned that Chris Christie once upon a time had been here and had done a CNN event, and that was a decision you maybe had regretted as a restaurant. Why would that be?
Well, some people didn't like that he was here, and they were from a different political party, so they didn't like that we had a Republican in here. That's why they were mad, but it's fine.
I would suspect through the years you guys have had a few Democrats invite themselves over, though, as well.
No, I don't. I like them all. I like everybody.
Anyone
I don't
that,
care what political
all
party you're in.
Customers, right?
I have friends that are Democrats. I have friends that are Republicans. I think it's great. As long as we can agree to disagree sometimes, certain issues.
Tanya, thank you so much. Anything I didn't ask you that you'd like people to know about Iowa, this process, or this?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well.
Job well done, Crudy.
I covered every conceivable topic with
Anything
Tanya.
Else, yeah, yeah.
So she's very, very nice. Thank you for hosting us here at the Shot Tower Inn, Dom. And, you know, we went over to a different place, had a little lunch victuals at, a family restaurant here in town. Sunshine Family Restaurant, I believe it
Sunshine,
was.
Sunshine, Sunrise, something like that, yeah.
And there was Sunrise. Sunshine Family Restaurant. It's not a guess. We were there like 2 hours ago, man. So we went in this place, and Crudy was drawn immediately to like the four or five dudes sitting at the table together, and they were talking politics.
Yeah, the older cats, yep, finishing
yeah,
up their lunch or their breakfast
the
and talking the politics. Yep,
separate checks. Separate checks. There was no pooling of the money. There were separate checks, but the guys were talking. And I heard the one guy, and, you know, he said, I'm going to go caucus. And he's laughing at his buddy. He said, you're not going to go caucus tonight. He said, no. He said, that's because you watch MSNBC.
You watch too much MSNBC.
He did, and he said, well, you watch too much Fox. Yeah. And then this guy gave him back the old fair and balanced. Yeah. And
the other guy laughed at that. But I would say between, and obviously, different political perspectives, certainly a group of older male friends talking about politics and what's
going
on.
I spoke to
here.
At least two of them that were intending to caucus or were Republican supportive. I didn't catch the one guy. And then I did ask the MSNBC watching guy. And, he was a friendly enough guy. He was a liberal, but he sort of set the moral for the table.
Yeah, yeah.
He said something to the effect, and I paraphrase, but I feel confident. He said something to the effect, you know, never let us disagree to the point where we can't have breakfast together.
We can't do this anymore together, yeah.
Yeah, where we can't go and commiserate and agree to disagree. And understand, the state of Iowa, this state has shifted demographically tremendously. There's a county in Iowa, Decatur, Iowa, I believe, about an hour south of Des Moines. Maybe I mentioned this the other day. That county was Obama by 21, and now it's Trump by 28.
Whew.
Like a 48-49 point swing in one district, an hour south of Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines is the thriving metropolitan here, and thriving in that it's the biggest in the state of Iowa. It is roughly the size of Madison, Wisconsin, but the greater multi-county metropolitan, about 800,000, a little bit bigger than Dane, Madison, and it's thriving, you know, and it's becoming more and more suburban and more blue, much as the outlying counties around Milwaukee are turning a little bit more blue each and every cycle. So the state of Iowa is changing, but this used to be a state, this is a state, I believe if you look it up, I believe Obama won this state, and this state has turned hard to the right. And I think sometimes it's out of desperation.
There's certainly a populist message that is resonating, and in this cycle, and certainly in the previous cycle, I think Donald Trump has taken advantage of that. Now, whether or not he, you know, fulfilling the promises, etc., you know, is certainly up for discussion. But there is that sense, and I think, you know, the candidates that resonates with the people on the populist message are the ones that are going to be the most popular here.
Well, you know, it's strange to say, but Obama and Trump had that in common. They were outsiders, effectively. They were perceived to be outsiders. They weren't part of the political establishment. And I would say if Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden have a fault, it's that they are the consummate politicians, lifelong politicians. You know, people used to respect that career of service, but it's not always this appealing in a presidential campaign. Folks, Devil's Advocates live on the road, Iowa caucus style, for the love of
where the fans own the team.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New Hampshire voters taking a hard look at candidates with the remaining days before the GOP primary. Nikki Haley on a blitz of the state today, stopping at a store in Keene this morning to get out the vote and starting out with this message.
Tuesday is the day. We are 3 days away from voting. I am super excited.
Asa Hutchinson, who dropped out of the GOP primary race after the Iowa caucuses, today endorsing Haley, he says, for the New Hampshire primary. Trump will hold an event later tonight in Manchester. Ron DeSantis is campaigning in South Carolina. More troubles for Boeing following Thursday's emergency landing in Miami for a Boeing cargo plane, all due to an engine fire and inspection, finding a hole over the number 2 engine. The NTSB is investigating. Thousands of Memphis residents without water this weekend. The utility company announced they've identified and repaired 32 water main breaks. This is ABC News.
It's the Packers and the 49ers at Levi's Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The winner of this game goes on to the NFC Championship, one step away from the Super Bowl. The Packers played a near-perfect game last week against the Cowboys. Can they be any better? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We're going to need a better game for sure. Absolutely. I think you can always get better, right? That's our mindset. There's always something that you can improve upon. We're going against a great opponent, and we're going to need to be at our best.
As the one seed, the 49ers had last weekend off. How impressed were they by this young Packers team? Linebacker Fred Warner.
I mean, they got our attention no matter what, honestly. You went in on the road as a seventh seed against a really good Dallas team. I mean, that's enough in itself. And then the fact that they won the way that they did. The thing that was really impressive was the way that they were able to run the football. You know, Aaron Jones has been playing at a super high level. I've respected his game for a long time. We got that mutual respect there. So that's going to be obviously another point of emphasis for us.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 10 below, wind chills to near 20 below with a wind chill advisory. More clouds than sun for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s and staying breezy. An even warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, around 30 to the low 30s. Currently we're at 15.
An official visit from the White House to the Badger State will coincide with the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin Monday.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and the rest of the team will be tracking Vice President Harris and her visit to the West Bend area. Find what you need to know here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
Couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates.
but the show is kind of a big deal. If
you're down. Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. If you can't be with the one you love, come to Dubuque, Iowa with Dom. And that's what I've done today. Appreciate you all joining us. The Iowa caucus is going off tonight about 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air till 6, and then we're checking out a couple of the local Iowa caucus sites, and then we'll bring you back the results tomorrow. Currently, Trump is strongly favored. Strongly. Dominic Greta sent me an email during the break. Shot Tower, are you going to tell the listeners why it is the Shot Tower? We keep talking about the fact we're at the Shot Tower Inn.
I just always assumed.
In Dubuque. We're, like, you know, stacking shots.
Lots of
alcohol.
Shots. Yeah, exactly.
Not exactly.
Oh, okay.
You're a little off base, fellow. Let me finish this from Greta. Used to switch kids there. When my son's bestie moved to Iowa City, I will always love you. Thank you, Greta. I love you back. Here is why it's called the Shot Tower Inn. Here's why we are at the Shot Tower Inn Bar, Cocktails, and Pizza, I believe, and Dubuque's historic Shot Tower. A true survivor of the frontier days, Dubuque's Shot Tower stands starkly against the riverfront as a unique memorial to the early munitions industry. During the Civil War, hope we don't have another one, Dom, the tower produced 3 tons of musket shot per day under conditions that would amuse modern industry. The first story contained a steam engine used to hoist the lead by windlass to the tower top. The center of the chamber contained a large tub of water to catch and cool the shot by climbing ladders. It's like chutes and ladders, Dom. The munition makers reached a furnace on the 9th floor. Great place for the furnace. Here the lead was melted 120 feet above the ground. And then they, like, apparently dropped the shot, and they sorted the shot, and they cooled the shot. And then a little bit more about this building, Dom. However, after being built in 1856, the tower was only used briefly before being bought up by a competitor shot maker from St. Louis. After the war, the adjacent Standard Lumber Company used it as a fire lookout for the lumber mills. In 1911, a series of fires destroyed the local lumber industry, and the tower's wooden interior was set ablaze by an arsonist. No arrests were ever made. Yeah, and then in 1976, this thing got hit by a railroad car from the Chicago Central and Pacific Railroad, and they were thinking about moving it to a safer location.
Yeah.
But apparently they've made a big investment. It is a historical landmark, the Dubuque Shot Tower. It's an actual thing, Dom.
It is
just
a thing.
Name of a bar.
Well, and Curdy, don't act like this was like some, oh, we got to go stop at the Shot Tower. It's very historical. You saw the sign that said Meatloaf Monday is back, and you're like, I am in. And shots? I like shots. Well, who doesn't like shots? So, you know, that's how it works. But that's okay. That's how life is sometimes.
They've been serving meatloaf here every Monday for the entirety of my life, Dom.
Right.
That's the sort of place I'm looking for substance
and
from.
One of these days, they're going to get a new batch going, right?
Dom, let's go back to where we had our lunch victuals. More of a late breakfast, I'd say. We went to the Sunshine Family Restaurant. Pretty sure it was called that. And I met this guy, Jeff. And Jeff and his buddies were talking politics, right? Much as you and I often like to do. And as they were getting ready to go their separate ways and pay their separate checks, of course, I asked Jeff, could I talk to you for just a minute? Could I ask you about the politics of the day? So here is my brief conversation with Jeff. Now, he's the one that was giving his buddy a hard time. You watch too much MSNBC. And his buddy said, you watch too much Fox News. He said, yeah, but it's fair and balanced. And then his buddy, not Jeff specifically, but one of his buddies said, well, I hope, you know, we never get to the point where we disagree to the point where we can't have our breakfast together.
Right.
Dom, you and I have been going out to breakfast for a long time in many different locales. I usually like the left side of the page.
Yes.
And you have most of the right side, and then we fill her up and talk politics. So here was Jeff in our brief conversation with Jeff, meeting him at the Sunshine Family Restaurant, Dubuque, Iowa. He is going to caucus tonight. I think Nikki Haley was his favorite.
Yes.
Played for the people.
So, sir, just your first name, if that's okay.
Jeff.
Jeff, you're going to caucus tonight?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Do you have a favorite? Are you still open-minded?
Well, I think Haley will be my choice.
Okay. Yep. And may I ask, sir, why Haley?
Well, I liked her communication style. I liked her positions on a number of international topics, and I think she'll be a good leader
and
for our country.
If not Haley, if Haley doesn't make it through New Hampshire, doesn't catch a little bit of fire, sir, do you have a second choice?
Probably DeSantis.
Yeah. DeSantis. Presumably, it's either going to be DeSantis or Haley. And if Haley's your choice, do you think DeSantis should drop out for her benefit? If she wins Iowa, should he drop out?
I think that come the Tuesday in March, that would be the time for the participation to be reconsidered by the candidates. But up until the Tuesday. March primaries, I think they should stay in if they choose to stay in.
What about Donald Trump? If he is the nominee, would you feel comfortable supporting him, sir?
I prefer just to say that my support is behind Haley at this point.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah.
I took that no comment as
as
sort of a anyone but Trump.
That was my impression as well, and I have seen some reporting that some folks are hesitant to be forthcoming about their not wanting to vote for Trump, wanting to vote for Republican, but not wanting to vote for Trump, but not really saying that publicly because of the issues that might cause with their, social circles.
Well, there's another gentleman I met today at the Sunshine Diner in Dubuque, Iowa. We are here for the Iowa caucuses, and this is part of the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thank you to our fine travel sponsor, Chad's Design Build. Madame, this was Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas is a different sort of cat. Thomas saw all the fun we were having meeting all the people, and Thomas wanted to meet, and Thomas was sitting in the booth by himself at that point. He had a nice conversation with the waitress. I noticed when we came in, Thomas was jaw-jacking with the waitress. She was pregnant and had taken a load off and was sitting there just having a little coffee with him.
A very local joint, very hometown.
That's why I took you there, man.
Hometown.
The other place was closed because you can't tell time.
That was my mistake. It's one of those joints where literally everybody knows your name.
And she pointed out, and actually we had a nice chat with the wait staff as they were trying to close the joint. We're the last ones there. And, we said busy day for a Monday, and they said, no, not really, MLK, cold. And, but they said, our clientele is old. And they said, a lot of them don't have family. And we become their family.
Sure.
And they come see us,
every day. Like literally every day, yeah.
They come see us. So these nice young ladies, they had a great attitude, and they really seem to appreciate their regulars.
Yeah, for sure.
And, we all try to appreciate the regulars, but this one would take a little more loving than some. This was Thomas, and I met Thomas sitting at the booth. He and I had a nice little chat. Here it is, a little interview with Thomas at the diner.
It's okay. What's your name, sir?
Thomas.
Thomas.
Valentine.
And you're here in Dubuque, Iowa, and you're going to caucus tonight.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite, Thomas, or are you still open-minded?
No. Trump. Doubt my mind.
What? Why Trump? Why no doubt?
What he did for us the last time, guys.
Yeah?
We were motivating.
Yeah?
That idiot Biden gets in.
So, what policies does Trump have that maybe DeSantis or Haley or...
I don't like Haley at all.
Yeah, what not about Haley?
I'm going back to where we had it made. If he'd have been in there for another 4 years, we really had it made.
Okay. And what about DeSantis? A lot of people like DeSantis.
No.
So Trump or bust?
That's it.
If Trump's not the nominee, are you going to back whoever the Republican is, though?
I don't know. I might not vote at all then.
Yeah. Have you voted for Trump the last two elections, Thomas?
You bet.
Gotcha.
Both of them.
Gotcha. Thomas, who's, you like the senators here?
Oh, yeah.
Grassley and Jody Ernst?
Yeah, I don't have enough with Jody or Grassley.
And Kim Reynolds, the governor, you like her? All right.
Okay.
How was the breakfast?
Good.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to eating mine.
And I did eat mine, Tom, and it was damn good.
It was. We killed it. You're very gracious, Michael, and I appreciate that. We're just out to hang out and, you know, get some folks to get
their town.
Opinions.
How am I supposed to act? I went into Thomas's favorite diner and plopped down next to Thomas
because
chatted with Thomas.
And that's fine. That's good. And perhaps that's the nice feeling we want to leave, a smile on their face. But I got to ask, man, we had it made? You know, like, when you say we had it made, how exactly would you define that, Thomas, Crudy?
The breakfast special was $5.95 then, and it's $8.95 now. We had it made then.
We had it made then. I don't know. It was COVID-y, if I recall, when Trump was finally kicked out of office.
You might say. COVID-y. So it was nice meeting some people.
Yeah, for sure.
I look forward to meeting a few more people, and there are a few we met that, you know, a little shy, aren't necessarily on tape. But I want to give you a little flavor of the nature of those caucusing tonight. And each and every one
Well, that's say they're caucusing tonight. It's one thing to say, hey, yeah, I'll be
there,
man. No, there
was a guy who I spoke to in the Iowa jacket that said he wasn't caucusing tonight. Yeah. And I said, you know, we're rooting for the other team. He said, oh, no, just might have to work.
And so, it's going to be 40 below wind chill out.
Well,
yes.
Let that slow
the
you down.
The best laid plans, you know, the harp, man, making the weather change for Biden.
Yeah, I won't go to Quick Trip in this weather. But here we are in Dubuque.
Yeah, right.
Glad you came with. You can come with us. You can always be a part of the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. You can always join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
We see some callers. Just be patient. We'll get to you. Who was it? Jeff, the gentleman who was noncommittal on Trump. He was first down with Haley and then DeSantis and wouldn't comment necessarily on Trump.
But when
you
asked him about Trump by name, he was back to supporting Haley.
And what I found interesting was he specifically said, when you ask about why Haley, was her communication style, which I thought was, you know, very interesting, along with her, international topics that he feels she is much more qualified.
Well, she was the UN secretary under Trump.
And I would suggest that perhaps those are, if you're a MAGA, if you're a Republican, that those are probably some of Trump's biggest weaknesses, at least. And I would concur. I mean, obviously, the way Trump talks these days, the way the discourse has certainly fallen since he's entered himself into this arena, I think there's probably a lot of Republicans feeling that kind of same way, because they wouldn't want to talk to their parents that way. They wouldn't want their kids talking to them that way. And they probably don't think, even though this guy might be their guy on abortion or on the border or on whatever, that his communication styles are, you know, not really bringing people together per se.
Well, I would just draw a modest contrast between Jeff, who was there with chums, and one of the chums was an MSNBC guy, right?
Right.
And although he wasn't, you know, down for the left per se, didn't espouse any opinion like, oh, well, never Trump, I'm gonna go vote for Joe Biden, he was the guy that was hanging out with the guy that he accused of watching too much MSNBC, right? Effectively, you know, didn't say exactly that, but effectively he was never Trump.
If I was taking action, one was at least never Trump, or perhaps a Dem, and the other ones were Republican and maybe not Trump. We'll see what happens at the end.
Yes. If you can't be with the one you love, love
the one you're
with,
baby.
Folks, I hope you're loving what you're hearing. We are the Devil's Advocates live on the road in the Shot Tower Inn, making munitions and meatloaf around here, Dom.
Shots of tequila coming up in a half hour.
We are in Dubuque. We'll be at the Iowa caucuses in just a bit. You can join us here, 844-967-2789, the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. It's swinging. We're in full swing here. We're on the road having a good time. Come on back. 844-96-PARTY.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road in Dubuque, Iowa. The Shot Tower Inn, brought to you by Chad's Design Build. Thank you, Chad and crew. Thank you to Tanya and the crew here at Shot's Tower Inn. Happy hour coming up real soon, crew. But you can join us on the lines anytime at 844-967-2789.
Here is some news that's got me a little troubled before the Iowa caucuses, and I hate to get into the polling and the horse race politics, but here we are at the starting line right. of the horse race. We are literally in Iowa for the caucuses. We've done this like 3 consecutive cycles, Dom, because we feel like this is where the relevance is at the Shot Tower Inn in Dubuque, Iowa. It's relevant because we're here and we're bringing it. But there is some new polling out, very troubling for the current president. First and foremost, President Biden's approval ratings are as low as any president since George W. Bush, and I'm talking like post-Katrina George W. Bush. 33% job approval rating the current president has. Above and beyond that, the head-to-head, the horse race politics, the polling, Trump, DeSantis, and Haley all leading Biden in new polling. CBS News UW polling, Dom, found that Trump, former U.S. UN ambassador Nikki Haley, and Florida gubernator Ron DeSanctimonious each edge out Biden in a head-to-head matchup. While Trump remains the clear favorite in the GOP primary, Haley fared the best against Biden. Dom, she is up by 8, 53-45, and you can say, well, early, yes.
Yes, early.
But these are relatively large sample sizes, and the margin of error on this poll is about 2.5%. Understanding. Really, Joe Biden won the presidency by about 45,000 votes in, what, 3, 4, 5 important states? It is an electoral math equation.
Yes.
But in so many of these different electoral states, Biden is also trailing, Dom. The poll found 59% of independent voters would support Haley in a matchup with Biden. 59% of independents. And here's the really troubling part. 55% would back DeSantis, 54% would back Trump. If you can't win independents, you can't win the presidency. In a contest with Biden, DeSantis received 51, Biden 48, and Trump is within the margin of error. Otherwise, it's not even within the margin of error, buddy. Trump still maintains a comfortable lead in the GOP primary. He's up by 55 points. That's not real close. Almost 3,000 people polled, though, Dom. That's a relatively large polling sample.
Well, it depends on which poll. There's separate polls. The first poll you mentioned of the matchups, 2,870, that's the margin of error, 2.5%. The other survey showing Trump up, 55 points among GOP voters. Well, that was 786 likely Republican primary voters. Margin of error a little higher at 4.7. But even so, you
then
take off 5 by 50,
man.
Right? It's still big, no question about it. But here's the thing, man. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried. It's too early. It's too much going on. You know, I think, you know, towards the end of summer, that's when these things will start to take shape and matter.
You know, they're starting to line up behind Donald Trump on the Republican side. The endorsements are starting to line up behind Donald Trump. In fact, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, who today is out there supposedly campaigning for Ron DeSantis. She endorsed DeSantis.
Yeah.
But made a statement, but if Trump's the nominee, of course she'll support him.
Well, as I think what Sununu said it as well, I mean, ultimately the Republicans are going to get behind the Republicans. What I think is it's a very...
But will Jeff at the breakfast table? I mean, Jeff, this guy who's Haley first and DeSantis second.
No, I think there's going to be some Jeffs out there. And again, I think there's going to be some people that say they're going to vote for Trump and won't. Just like last time, there's some people that said they weren't going to vote for Trump and did. I think there's some of that going on. I think there is, as I mentioned earlier, some societal pressure amongst the Republicans.
You think there's people out there claiming they're Trumpsters that aren't really Trumpsters? I don't think that's a claim I make unless I believe it.
I literally do believe that there are those folks out there, and I'm not saying it's greater than 0%. Absolutely, I mean, if you have your entire life hooked up socially to your evangelical Christian belief, and you're one of those that go in there all the time, but you know in your heart that this is a terrible decision, and you're not going to do it, you're gonna project that, you're gonna tell that and share that with your friends and make you ostracized from the cult. No, man, I don't think people are gonna do that. I think that's why there's private, you know, polling, man. You go in and you shut the curtain and you do your thing. And it's up to you to make those determinations. And I would recommend a lot of those folks, if you're those believers, I don't know how you can, you know, pull that lever for a guy like Donald Trump who would want you to die as long as you voted for him. Then it's okay. Then it was all worth it. Come out in the cold, bust a hip, die of exposure, but make sure you get to the polls first, the caucus first, and then. It's just add that to the list of amoral, immoral acts and statements by a guy that has no reason to be anywhere near the halls of power again.
Jim, see another guy that came out in support of Donald Trump today?
Who?
U.S. Senator Little Marco Rubio.
Of course.
That was chastised personally by the man. you know what Rubio has in common with Ron DeSantis, both of Florida, of course?
What?
I think they wear the same high heel.
Though. Nah, nice. Both short guys. Hey, I got nothing against short guys.
I got nothing against short guys either. I got some against short guys that wear lifts.
844-967-2789. I just got these, you know, extra high Nikes on. Hey, Cindy from Appleton, Wisconsin. You're up. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Cindy.
Hello. Well, give me some hope and tell me that was a poll only with the Republicans.
I did not see the polling samples of the CBS UW poll, but I got to tell you, Cindy, I am troubled, and I know I get the snot beat out of me anytime I ever say anything negative about our president, Joe Biden. It's not that I personally seek to run him down, but if I point out the obvious polling that Joe Biden is not currently a very popular candidate, I get beat up, Cindy. But I got to tell you, currently, Joe Biden is not a very popular candidate.
No, and I'm actually very upset with the Democrat Party because the DNC should have tried to find somebody like Gavin Newsom to run instead of Biden. Biden's too bloody old. I don't want to vote for him, and I'm a staunch Democrat. So I'm very troubled like you are. I really am.
Cindy, let me ask you a real quick question before we go to break. Do you approve of Joe Biden's acting as president thus far? Would you give him a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Well, I would give him a thumbs up, but the
so
point
would
is,
I
don't think he's going to make another 4 years, and that's what terrifies me, and I think that's what everybody's got in the back of their mind. He's not going to make another 4 years.
75% of U.S. voters, according to the CBS YouGov poll, question whether or not Joe Biden is vibrant enough to serve another term as the president. We are. We'll serve you. It's a happier, happy hour starting right now.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Is it Saturday night yet?
Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday Night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.